This is the Ethanol Report. The Renewable Fuels Association is looking for visual evidence of prices for 85% ethanol, or E85, around the country. The winner of the Post Your Price contest will receive free E85 for a year. RFA Vice President for Industry Relations Robert White talked with reporter Joanna Schrader about encouraging retailers to sell higher blends, the Post Your Price contest, and the study that inspired it.
Well, Robert, your forte, really, your expertise, and has been for years, is working with retailers on helping them offer consumers more choice at the pump. So that can range anywhere from E15 up to E85 or a blend in between. So can you talk a little bit about some of the work there? And then I want to ask you to hit on the study, the E85 study that you put out, that addresses the fact that you do have some retailers who are intentionally not pricing E85 correctly. So, you know, starting off, talk a little bit about some of the work you've been doing, and then we'll talk a little bit about your study.
Well, we know that the gasoline retail business, that fuel retail business, is one of the most competitive on the planet. This is an industry that's predominantly mom and pops. More than 60% of all the gas stations open today are owned by single station owners. We look at the brands, we look at the flags out front, and we assume that they're part of a huge conglomerate that's thousands and thousands of stations. I think the largest owner of gas stations today has a total of 3,300 stations. So there is no such animal anymore. But what we've seen is a lot of those mom and pops, they don't want to have to think about their business too deep. They want to know the fuels in the ground. They want to know what they paid for it, and they'll change their marquee and make sure the C-store is staffed with a high school kid. So that's usually where the franchise agreements, the supply agreements come in, and there's a lot of restrictions there, whether it be if they can or can't offer E15 or E85, how they can brand it, how it's labeled, if their credit card can use it, if they can price it on the marquee, all the things that there's only one thing behind it, and that's to make sure that it's not popular, it's unknown, it's priced incorrectly or not at least aligned with the marketplace for ethanol, gas, and even the RIN market included. And the retailers are growing frustrated, and those that can do it, those that have the opportunity to do it, are moving towards renewable fuels, and those that can't, we're helping the fight within the FTC, within the Attorney General's office. We have Senators Klobuchar and Grassley that have asked the FTC now repeatedly to investigate. The Petroleum Marketing Practices Act was expanded upon in the 2007 energy bill. It's not being enforced. It must be enforced. EPA can't hide behind the blend wall, and then other agencies within the federal government ignore that the blend wall was created and devised under their own umbrellas. It's going to take, again, time. It always will, because the petroleum industry's voice is very strong. But we're starting to expose it, and we hope that we can, brick by brick, dismantle this so-called blend wall.
Well, RFA, as I mentioned, you in particular, has done a great job in helping not only work with retailers, but also increase consumer awareness and thus sales. So you've done a lot of great promotions to promote ethanol blends, and you just launched one on E85. So can you talk a little bit about your new E85 promotion?
Yeah, we're doing a E85 Post Your Price contest, and you simply got to go to chooseethanol.com/postyourprice, and you submit a picture of an E85 dispenser. Enter in your name, address, where the picture was taken, the price of E85 and regular unleaded, and the date it was taken. And what we're going to do is randomly draw a winner that will receive E85 for a year for free. And then we're also going to have two other prizes of free E85 for a month, one for the largest gap between E85 and regular unleaded, and then one for the other side. And that would be the narrowest or perhaps inverse relationship between E85 and E10. And really what that came about was from a study we just concluded in St. Louis over the summer, and where we found that with two ethanol plants within a stone's throw of the St. Louis metro area, you could have bought E85 from them somewhere in a dollar discount to unleaded. The fuel terminals were selling it at a 40-cent discount to unleaded, so somehow 60 cents disappeared. But once you got to retail, the price of E85 within the nine E85 stations in the St. Louis metro that are all branded by one of the top five oil companies averaged 3 cents higher than E10. So the available price or available cost was a dollar discount to unleaded, but once it got to retail for the consumers, it was 3 cents more expensive. And what those companies and what the American Petroleum Institute and others have gone to Capitol Hill is, we have members that offer E85, no one wants it. Well, if you price it like that, we understand why. And we're just trying to, again, trying to expose the realities in the marketplace and not just what's being uttered in the halls of Washington.
So in other words, what you're going to be able to demonstrate is the correlation between properly priced ethanol fuel such as E85 and consumer demand.
Yes, we saw it this week. We had Shimkus from Illinois and Minnesota, and he saw an E85 price at a dollar discount, and all he could talk about was the mere 20-cent discount he has at his local E85 retailer. Those are the examples that everyone needs to see, because it exposes the baloney behind the oil companies' rhetorics, and hopefully we can continue to make light of those that do it right, and those are the places where we should send consumers with their flex fuel vehicles. But those that are doing it wrong, if it's merely they need more education, we'll do that, or if it's simply highlighting the fact that it's intentional, we'll do that as well.
So, Robert, in closing, can you repeat again where people can go to submit the photos?
Sure. It's chooseethanol.com/hostyourprice, and the contest will run until February 15th, and we'll announce the winner at the National Ethanol Conference.
That's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.